This conference is being recorded.
Okay, so welcome back. I'm really glad to have you all on the special meditation for Tropical Storm Faye today. And I really want to share my gratitude for each of you for joining us today, for your choosing, and it is a choice, to serve tonight, especially on such short notice.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
I consider this, a sacred circle. And some of you heard me say this before, sacred literally means holy. I believe that we are doing divine work. We have been chosen to do this work tonight. And it's more than for the people and land that Tropical Storm may, in this case, Tropical Storm Faye, who is expected to become a hurricane, although probably will not. It's not just for the people or the land or for the storm. It's our purpose is greater. When we come together doing holy work, doing sacred work, doing divine work, we are coming in the spirit of love, and that love transcends each of us and even the specific purpose, in this case, towards Tropical Storm Faye, but the greater purpose of the world, humanity, and beyond ourselves. For tonight, as in all of our calls, during the meditation, I'd ask you to put your telephone on mute, which is *6. During the meditation, there'll be an opportunity for you to be interactive. Thank you. There'll be an opportunity for you to communicate with Faye and to share any inspirational prayers, thoughts, messages, thanks that come through you. And you just hit *6 again, and it'll unmute. As you know, I'm recording this call. Let me give out the number now. If you have your pen, you can write it down, or you can call me later if you don't have that available, or email me. The playback recording will be available sometime after this recording tonight. It will be available very shortly thereafter. The number is 641-715-3411, 641-715-3411. The access code is 124037 #, 124037 #. And together, in probably no more than 15 minutes, we will do, as we've done for probably 5 years now, help shift the energies, transform consciousness to that of love. And that's really what we're all about tonight. Specifically, since we're dealing with a tropical storm, usually it's a hurricane, this is a tropical storm, we're here to transform Faye being the energy, if you will, to love. And specifically, when you think of her, when we focus on her, I request that you see her dissipating her energy, slowing down her intensity, slowing down her speed, and that we always ask, we always expect that she will, and we're always grateful and thankful, that she will choose the direction to have the least adverse impact, the path of least destruction, as we open ourselves up to be these divine vessels of healing, of love. And know that while we're here and the work we're doing is really that of cleansing, not just the storm and all those who are in the storm's path, but of ourselves, individually and collectively, and there in the greater self, the world, and humanity. Let me just give you so you'll know where Tropical Storm Faye is right now. She has, at 5 o'clock tonight, her center was at Key West. She's still considered a tropical storm. Those of us who live in South Florida know that on the East Coast, we've been experiencing her weather, the results of her being all day long, and we'll continue to do so probably through tomorrow morning. And we're still under tropical storm watches. It's, you know, something we need, a lot of rain. On the West Coast, from the Keys up to about Fort Myers, Tampa area, they are under a hurricane watch. It's possible she would pick up speed, but right now she's traveling 12 miles per hour going north-northwest, so she's expected to not go into the Gulf but actually cross around the middle of the state on the west coast and go north from there. Her wind span is quite broad. She, from her center, extends out 125 miles, and that's why the, pretty much the whole state of Florida, width-wise and will ultimately be the length-wise, is being affected by her. And in many ways, though, she seems gentle. Her speed right now is going, her winds at the maximum are about 60 miles per hour, but she's not sustaining that consistently. So, just for that background, and you have a sense of her. And I ask, as I do before each meditation, for the message from God, from the book of the same name that came through me. And I was guided to page 73, and tonight's message regarding Hurricane Tropical Storm Faye is, everything is part of what needs to happen right now. That seems to be part of the message about why Faye is here. Everything is part of what needs to happen right now, which, by the way, may be why we are here doing this meditation. It's always a call. I ask for guidance whether to do it or not, and on the surface it would appear we have no need to do it. By trust and follow inner guidance and said, do it anyways. So in knowing this message, everything is part of what needs to happen right now, we are being asked to recognize that things are rarely what they appear to be. Now, that's not just about Faye, but that's about in our own lives and the greater life, the things we see out there in the world. Things are rarely what they appear to be on the surface, on the external. And it's a request for us to always stay centered, listen to the inner truth, to the higher truth, not the external talk, the media talk, if you will, in this case, when it comes to these types of storms, to stay centered in what's real from the life force inside, the universal higher truth, versus the external appearances or what people say, their emotions, if you will, and their hype. To remember that all things happen for us, not happen to us. Things always happen right. So whatever's happening, no matter how upsetting it may appear to be or what effects it may appear to possibly cause, is to know it's all happening for our good. It's happening for us, not to us. So with that, I'd like us to go into our meditation mode and ask you simply to go inside, close your eyes, breathe into your heart center, absolute peace inside. And if you see a color, wonderful. I request that you imagine the beautiful sun that shines most of the time, especially in South Florida, comes up every day regardless of whatever happened during that day. The sun seems, it always rises to a bright, beautiful, brilliant sky. So go inside and see the sun inside of you, glowing with all its glory, all its strength, all its healing energy, this incredible golden white light, this orb of absolute peace and warmth, health and prosperity. The most positive healing energy that you can feel, sense, know. Take some nice, long, gentle breaths. And with each breath, feel your chest rise and fall. Attune with the universal rhythm of absolute peace, the energy of the universe, the waves of the universe, the waves of the ocean on a beautiful, sunny, peaceful day. With each breath in and out, take it slow. Just be one with your heart center now. Feel that energy flow inside of you. And with each out-breath, feel and see the energy like the rays of the sun reaching out to every cell and atom of your being, extending out from your heart center to your hips and your thighs, this beautiful, incredible golden white light surrounding this orb of green light pulsating from your heart, extending out to every cell and atom of your being, pure divine love, down through your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet, out toward, through your toes and the soles of your feet, incredible orbs of green light with golden white light, filling every cell and atom of your being. And wherever there's anything other than divine love, it's simply melting under grace in the beauty and power and presence of divine love. Focus on your breath. Come back to your heart center. And now feel and see that light inside, reaching out across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your fingers, filling every cell and atom with golden white light around these beautiful oceans of green light, pulsating. See the light going through, radiating through the palms of your hands and your fingertips. And back at your heart center, breathing into it ever so gently, in and out. See the light radiating, pulsating, green light, emerald green, like the most beautiful ocean you've ever seen, with the glorious sunlight all around it. Breathe it up, your chest, your throat, your neck, to your face, your nose, your eyes, your crown chakra, and see it extend out from your eyes, your nose, your ears, and your crown chakra. Incredible green light, all the golden rays shining around it, every cell and atom electrified with divine love now. Just be one with the space. Take a closer look and recognize that you are inside this incredible green orb of light surrounded by golden white light all around it. You are in the center of this space. Breathe into it, feeling the absolute peace and warmth and grace and health. Extend your view and see each of us across this United States and anyone else who's on the call who didn't identify themselves anywhere in the world. Connect with our energies, each of our golden vessels of heart energy, extending out and connecting with all others on this call. So we are now one. Recognize our oneness in these golden vessels of heart energy, green light that fills and surrounds us, perfect pools of divine love and golden white light. And from this place, collectively, from high above our Mother Earth, Sea Fae, Tropical Storm Fae, who is spinning counterclockwise. From our collective heart center, focus on her eye. She's just north of Key West now, just a couple hours out of there, traveling pretty slow. See her now spinning clockwise. See her spinning clockwise. And as you do, see and feel her as a child of God who she is, as we each are, that she is also part of the life force which each of us is. See her spinning clockwise. And with, as she does, slowing down, slower and slower. And from our collective heart centers, send out 10 billion megahertz of this green heart love energy. See it going right through her eye. The soul, her soul, the window of the soul, as they say. See from your heart center, our collective heart center, 10 billion megahertz of this incredible golden green light going through to her soul. And as you do, see her spinning slower and slower, spinning clockwise. And the waters around her, see them cooling, cool, cool, cool. The air around her, cool, gentle, gentle breezes. The rains are becoming just sprinkles, very light showers. The waters are calming. Feel the lightness all around. Feel the cool air, the cool waters. Everything is slowing down as she spins now clockwise, slowing down. We call on Tropical Storm Fae and bless her and thank her for now taking the path of least destruction as she transforms her energy for the highest and best good for all, slowing it down, and ultimately, in her right timing, under grace now, transmuting all energies for the highest and best good, and going back, returning under grace to the nothingness from where she came. It's like they come out of nowhere and they just disappear. We bless you and thank you for that, Faye. And also for the message she brought tonight. I'd like to share that with you now. And after that, you may have, those on the call, a message for Faye. Earlier, before we start this meditation, I asked her if she had a message. She said yes. I come in peace. Things are not always as they appear. Being a storm is often a positive presence. Yes, we may be annoying, and yet we bring to light things that may be off in the world, in your world. It may be equally important how you handle the storm itself. Do you stay calm? Do you get rattled? Do things, people, seem to get you on edge? Are you patient, present, or nervous and caught up with what can happen? All storms, like myself, are spiritual teachers. All we are, wait a second, affected by them, even those who are observers and commentators who live elsewhere, are our students. All who are affected by them, the storms, even those who are observers and commentators who live elsewhere, are our students. When we pass through how you handle the so-called aftermath, or what is revealed, is also your test, if you will. Truth, higher truth, is always our mission. Will you be one with love or fear? That is our purpose. Each time we seem to reappear, it is the same regardless of the particular circumstances. All is well. All is love. Thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you, Faye. At this time, if you have a message, a word of thanks, an insight that comes to you for Faye, this would be the time to unmute your telephone and share it. If not, that's not a problem. Well, so, go ahead.
I have I like to sing my heart song to all of you, including beloved Faith.
Yeah, there you go. Please.
And
do.
It goes like this. I am grateful.
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to share a message for Faye? Well, I will. Before we close this meditation from this place of our green orbs, the incredible 10 billion megahertz of green energy that we are sending love and light to the soul of Tropical Storm Faye, as you continue to do that, please repeat with me, see her spinning clockwise, and repeat this message, please. I love you.
I love you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
Again, I love you.
I love you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I thank you.
I thank,
thank you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
Thank you, dear Faye, for hearing our requests. Continuing to take, you don't need to repeat this, I appreciate that. You can. To take the path of least destruction. We bless you and thank you for being a gentle storm, to be a gentle reminder.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. For bringing your message to remind us that all is well and the storms are really, if you will, it's all well. It's all good.
It's all for us.
Not all. You got it. That was the message from the messages from God. It's all for our good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening to us. It's happening for us. And dear Faye, we are very grateful for your appearance, for our seeing the truth of your being, for your sharing the truth of your being, and your being so gentle,
yes,
kind, as you, as some people have called you even nice, I would say kind, as you travel your path, the path of least resistance to all involved. So we will recognize and honor you, that you are a child of God.
Yes.
You are a living being, the life force that resides in each of us. I love you. I bless you. I thank you.
Thank you.
I respect you.
Respect you.
Breathe into your heart center and just focus again on Faye's window to her soul, the eye of the storm, and send pure green 10 billion megahertz of divine love now, surrounded by golden white light, and know that each on this call is blessed, Faye is blessed, and all ways, known and unknown, all who are on her path are blessed. Just see it streaming from your heart center as she spins slower and slower through gentle, calm, cool waters, clockwise motion. Thank you, dear Faye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as you come gently, ever so gently, back into our collective heart energy, this globe of green, emerald green light with golden rays all around it, feel those on this call. Thank them, too, for joining you in this sacred mission tonight. And when you're ready, focus on your heart center and ever so gently come back into your center. Be conscious of your breath. Be conscious of bringing yourself back into your heart center under grace now. Just take some gentle breaths into your heart center. See that golden light surrounding your heart center, the orb of green light that resides inside of you, or any color it appears, it's fine. Just be one with your heart center with these ever gentle breaths. Slow it down. Feel the gratitude inside. Know that you are one with divine love. And you may access this place at any moment, whether there is a storm outside or not. Just be there. Right now. Divine love that resides inside of you. Feel the pulsating energy radiating throughout your entire being, centered in your heart right now. Thank your heart. Thank your higher self, as I thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Thank you all. If you would like to contact me or you need to get the information, you can email me. You can go to my website, messagesfromgod.com, messagesfromgod.com. The contact information is there. Or you may call me on the local number, 954-527-5245. 954-527-5245. Thank you all very much. Have a beautiful evening. An evening and days to follow with pure peace.
Thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you, Phoenix.
All.
Thank you,
Namaste.
Good night.
Good night.
Namaste.